Are you looking for a doctor for yourself or a family member? Remember Martins Point Healthcare. For quick access to care, call or visit at 161 Corporate Drive, Portsmouth. 603-431-5154. Martins Point Healthcare. People caring for people. Online at martinspoint.org.
Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Wine Me, Dine Me. Hello, Megan. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Excellent. I've been getting a lot of shipments of fine New Hampshire made spirits recently.
Really?
And yes, it's very interesting. The whole distilling industry in New Hampshire is really taken off. Flag Hill in Lee was actually the first place to start distilling spirits. They have their General Stark vodka, which is made from apples. And that was about 15 years ago. Since then, and especially in the last 6 or 7 years, we've seen more distilleries all around the state. Now, one of them, Tamworth Distilling, which was launched by Stephen Grass, he is the man behind Hendrick's Gin and Sailor Jerry Rum.
Interesting.
He's a really talented marketer and distiller, and he started Tamworth Distilling in Tamworth, New Hampshire. And what they're doing is really going back to their New Hampshire roots on a couple of levels. One is historically, and the other is literally roots. I mean, what you can find out in the forest, forage, the field, farmed, that kind of thing, going into their spirits. Like, they have this wonderful garden gin, and it changes seasonally depending on what's cropping up. They just came out, and this got a lot of press, they just came out with this Eau de Musc, which is a whiskey that has the castilleum from the gland, the beaver, the musk gland of the beaver, which is something that was done many, many hundreds of years ago to flavor whiskey. It's gotten a lot of press because it has, you know, from the gland of an animal.
Right.
But right now they have this big campaign going on. They want to make their Old Hampshire Applejack the state spirit of New Hampshire. So they had Governor Sununu over at the distillery, and they have this big campaign going on. So you can sign a petition to have this Applejack, which is something that during colonial times, a lot of people made at their homes out of hard cider, they would like this to be made the official state spirit. Only two other states have state spirits. One is Virginia, and the other is Alabama.
Interesting. So, how do you become an official state spirit?
Well, I think one thing they're doing is they're trying to get people out in the population to sign this petition so they can bring it to Governor Sununu, and I think maybe he just declares it, or he has to, you know, put it through, you know, the state. State voting or whatever.
Right. Interesting. It was like, you wake up one day
really
and said,
delicious.
I want to make the state spirit.
It's good. It's good for them. It brings a lot of attention to the distillery, and it's a great place to visit, especially now. You know, go out there while the weather's nice, and you can go there and wander around and get a tour of the distillery and sample their spirits. So this week's Wine Me, Dine Me is about this campaign and a little bit about what Applejack is. And I also give you some wonderful recipes using some of their spirits from the talented Owen at Moxie Restaurant. He loves Tamworth Distilling spirits.
Nice.
I also recently sampled a bottle of Copper Cannon. They're in Chesterfield, New Hampshire, this distillery. Just came out with a maple rum, and it is delicious. It's Chesterfield's toward the border of Vermont border, and they have this beautiful distillery in a barn. They're making lots of different spirits, but this new maple rum is really great. It's not overly sweet. You get a touch of the maple flavor. It really kind of mellows out this rum, gives it a butterscotch flavor. And they're also making, they're barrel aging their own maple syrup as well over there in Chesterfield at Copper Cannon Spirits. So really, really interesting, exciting stuff going on in the New Hampshire distillery industry.
Wow. Who knew?
Yeah. Well, Everybody should know. But, you know, if you go into the New Hampshire liquor outlet, you know, there's a whole section on New Hampshire spirits, and really, you need to start paying attention. Everyone needs to start paying attention to this, the local spirits that are being made, because they're really using what New Hampshire is all about. You know, apples, maple, the botanicals growing out in, you know, just around the fields and farms. It's great. That's it for me this week. Join me again next week for another Wine Me, Dine Me.